2.22-alcohol, other drugs and driving. 2.22.1-alcohol and driving. Drinking alcohol and then driving is very dangerous and a serious problem. People who drink alcohol are involved in traffic accidents, resulting in over 20,000 deaths every year. Alcohol impairs muscle coordination, reaction time, depth perception, and night vision. It also affects the parts of the brain that control judgment and inhibition. For some people, one drink is all it takes to show signs of impairment. How alcohol works. Alcohol goes directly into the bloodstream and is carried to the brain. After passing through the brain, a small percentage is removed in urine, perspiration, and by breathing, while the rest is carried to the liver. The liver can only process 1/3 an ounce of alcohol per hour, which is considerably less than the alcohol in a standard drink. This is a fixed rate, so only time, not black coffee or a cold shower, will sober you up. If you have drinks faster than your body can get rid of them, you will have more alcohol in your body and your driving will be more affected. The blood alcohol concentration, BAC, commonly measures the amount of alcohol in your body. See figure 2.22. Next, we see a chart that includes numbers and that reads, what is a drink? It is the alcohol in drinks that affects human performance. It doesn't make any difference whether that alcohol comes from a couple of beers, two glasses of wine, or two shots of hard liquor. Approximate blood alcohol content. Body weight in pounds. Drinks. Effects. Only safe driving limit begins. Impairment begins. Driving skills significantly affected / criminal penalties assessed. Legally intoxicated / criminal penalties assessed. Note, subtract 0.01% for each 40 minutes of drinking. One drink is 1.5 ounce of 80 proof liquor, 12 ounce of beer, or 5 ounce of table wine. Figure 2.22. All of the following drinks contain the same amount of alcohol. A 12-ounce glass of 5% beer, a 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, a 1.5-ounce shot of 80-proof liquor. Next page, page 2-39. What determines blood alcohol concentration? BAC is determined by the amount of alcohol you drink. More alcohol means higher BAC. How fast you drink. Faster drinking means higher BAC. And your weight. A small person doesn't have to drink as much to reach the same BAC. Alcohol and the brain. Alcohol affects more and more of the brain as BAC builds up. The first part of the brain affected controls judgment and self-control. One of the bad things about this is it can keep drinkers from knowing they are getting drunk. And, of course, good judgment and self-control are absolutely necessary for safe driving. As BAC continues to build up, muscle control, vision, and coordination are affected more and more. Effects on driving may include straddling lanes, quick jerky starts, not signaling, failure to use lights, running stop signs and red lights, improper passing, see figure 2.23. These effects mean increased chances of a crash and chances of losing your driver's license. Accident statistics show that the chance of a crash is much greater for drivers who have been drinking than for drivers who have not. How alcohol affects driving. All drivers are affected by drinking alcohol. Alcohol affects judgment, vision, coordination, and reaction time. It causes serious driving errors such as increased reaction time to hazards, driving too fast or too slow, driving in the wrong lane, running over the curb, weaving. Next, we see a chart that reads, effects of increasing blood alcohol content. Blood alcohol content is the amount of alcohol in your blood recorded in milligrams of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood. Your BAC depends on the amount of blood, which increases with weight, and the amount of alcohol you consume over time, how fast you drink. The faster you drink, the higher your BAC, as the liver can only handle about one drink per hour. The rest builds up in your blood. Blood alcohol content, BAC, 0.02. Effects on body, mellow feeling, slight body warmth. Effects on driving condition, less inhibited, 0.05. Effects on body, noticeable relaxation. Effects on driving condition, less alert, less focused, coordination impairment begin. 0.08. Effects on body, definite impairment in coordination and judgment. Effects on driving condition, drunk driving limit, impaired coordination and judgment. 0.10. Effects on body, noisy, possible embarrassing behavior, mood swings. Effects on driving condition, reduction in reaction time. 0.15. Effects on body, impaired balance and movement, clearly drunk. Effects on driving condition, unable to drive. 0.30. effects on body. Many lose consciousness. Point 40, effects on body. Most lose consciousness. Some die. Point 50, effects on body. Breathing stops. Many die. Note, BAC of 0.10 means that 0.1% or 0.01% of your total blood content is alcohol. Figure 2.23. 2.22.2- other drug. Besides alcohol, other legal and illegal drugs are being used more often. Laws prohibit possession or use of many drugs while on duty. They prohibit being under the influence of any controlled substance. Amphetamines, including pep pills, uppers, and bennies, narcotics, or any other substance, which can make the driver unsafe. This could include a variety of prescription and over-the-counter drugs, cold medicines, which may make the driver drowsy or otherwise affect safe driving ability. However, possession and use of a drug given to a driver by a doctor is permitted if the doctor informs the driver that it will not affect safe driving ability. Next page, page 2-40. Next, we see an image that reads, "There are all kinds of ways to get a DUI. There are all kinds of things that can impair your driving: alcohol, drugs, inhalants, and even abuse of prescription and over-the-counter medication. Oregon police are trained to spot any kind of impairment behind the wheel, and that can spell big trouble. Drive sober. It's the way to go. Transportation safety. ODOT. It includes these images: a spray can, inhalants, a marijuana leaf, cannabis, a pill on a tongue, prescription or over-the-counter drugs, a glass of beer, alcohol. Next page, page 2-41. Pay attention to warning labels for legitimate drugs and medicines, and to doctor's orders regarding possible effects. Stay away from illegal drugs. Don't use any drug that hides fatigue. The only cure for fatigue is rest. Alcohol can make the effects of other drugs much worse. The safest rule is, don't mix drugs with driving at all. Use of drugs can lead to traffic accidents, resulting in death, injury, and property damage. Furthermore, it can lead to arrest, fines, and jail sentences. It can also mean the end of a person's driving career. 2.22.3- illness. Once in a while, you may become so ill that you cannot operate a motor vehicle safely. If this happens to you, you must not drive. However, in case of an emergency, you may drive to the nearest place where you can safely stop.